The Council of Trent III, the Saints of the Council. In the second sermon in this series of three sermons on the 450th anniversary of the Council of Trent, we looked at the teaching that emanated from this great council, teaching that defines the Roman Catholic faith just as much today as it did in the 16th century. In this third and final sermon of the series, we will recall the lives and work of the great saints who dedicated themselves to propagating the work of the Council in the life of the Church's clergy and people. Foremost among these stands Pope St. Pius V, who reigned from 1566 to 1572, the last pope to be canonized until Pope St. Pius X in this century. It was with extreme reluctance that Pope Pius accepted the papal office. This holy pope was elected against the expectation of all, and upon assuming the papal office, changed nothing in his mode of living except his exterior habit. He immediately proceeded to reform the papal administration and the clergy and people of the city of Rome. He showed no favoritism except to virtue. He inspired the clergy to zeal in propagating the faith as defined by the Council of Trent, which had concluded just 2 years previous. He carried out the decree of the Council that the traditional Roman rite of Mass be codified and purged of any regional differences. To bring this about, he issued the papal bull entitled Cor Primum, in which he enshrined the traditional Latin Mass for all time with the following words: "By virtue of our apostolic authority, we give and grant in perpetuity that for the singing or reading of Mass in any church whatsoever, this missal may be followed absolutely, without any scruple of conscience or fear of incurring any penalty, judgment, or censure, and may be freely and lawfully used. We likewise order and declare that no one whatsoever shall be forced or coerced into altering this missal, and that this present constitution can never be revoked or modified, but shall forever remain valid and have the force of law." In addition to the traditional Roman missal, which sits upon this altar, Pope Pius codified the Roman breviary, the book of the divine office that every priest is bound to recite daily, and the Roman ritual, the book that is used in the conferral of sacraments and blessings. Yet such papal decrees would have been useless if the work of the Council had not inflamed the hearts of many saints to carry them forth into the spiritual life of the Church. Foremost among these was St. Charles Borromeo, a pious and gifted church administrator. He had played an important part in organizing the last session of the Council, but his most significant role was in the composition of the Roman Catechism, otherwise known as the Catechism of the Council of Trent. Under the direction of this saint and scholar, the Roman Catechism was carefully composed and edited by the greatest theologians and Latin stylists of the time. It has served since then as the basis of many other subordinate catechisms, such as the Baltimore series used in this country. Pius V published the catechism in the hope that, as he said in his apostolic letter, quote, "As there is one Lord, one faith, there may also be one standard and prescribed form of propounding the dogmas of faith and instructing Christians in all the duties of piety," end quote. In addition to St. Pius and St. Charles, Almighty God blessed the work of the Council of Trent by sending literally a flood of saints to carry the Council's dogma and reforms throughout the Church and the world. Among these were Popes Gregory XIII and Sixtus V, who vigorously carried out the Council's reforms. St. Philip Neri, who cared for the physical and spiritual lives of the people of Rome. St. Peter Canisius, who fought for the faith against the inroads of Protestantism in Germany. St. Teresa of Avila, who with St. John of the Cross reformed the spiritual lives of religious. St. Francis de Sales and St. Jane, who revived traditional devotion among the people. St. Vincent de Paul, who organized Christian charitable works for the poor, and many, many more. Perhaps the best comment on the work accomplished by the Council of Trent was made by the Fathers of Vatican I in 1869, some 300 years later. They pronounced as follows: "The salutary providence of Christ has been most clearly manifested in the abundant fruits that have accrued to the Christian world from the ecumenical councils, and especially from that of Trent, though it was held in evil times. For the result has been that the sacred dogmas of religion have been more exactly defined and more fully stated. Errors have been condemned and repressed. Ecclesiastical discipline has been restored and placed on a firmer basis. The cultivation of knowledge and piety has been fostered among the clergy. Colleges have been founded to train youths for the clerical ranks, and morality has been revived among the Christian people by the more accurate instruction of the faithful and the greater frequentation of the sacraments." Now, 450 years later, we see how Almighty God has truly blessed the work of the Great Council of Trent through the many fruits it has produced in the faith and life of the Catholic Church, not only in its own time, but even to the present day, even here in this very chapel.